Tiger Woods is involved.
Yeah. He didn't do too well, did he?
No, he was happy about getting back out there, yeah, but
it
has something to do with his former caddy.
Yeah, and he lost another sponsor. I got that story coming up later on this morning. So another day, another lost sponsor.
You know what? He's still got a ton of money, and I don't feel sorry for him.
No. That's true. He's doing just fine. And apparently one of his lady friends got arrested. Former lady friends got arrested. Yeah, a little DUI thing going on. So, oh, yeah, I got that.
I wonder who'll get the first interview with the former missus.
I don't know. Baba Wawa, I would hope. I mean,
probably angling for it.
Yeah. What kind of twee are you?
Yes.
Yeah. A wood.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you so much. All right. So, what was it called? The response.
The response.
Yeah.
The response. 30,000.
30,000.
I was a little surprised
people
by that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'd watched the Channel 13, I guess, Friday, and they had said only 7,000 had RSVP'd. I'm thinking, well, I knew they'd have more than that. I think 30 is a pretty big number.
A bigger response than they expected.
There you go, for the response. Your thoughts, Mr. Murphy?
You know, I still go back to what I said on Friday. I mean, if it's an exercise in faith, it's hard to criticize a man for doing that. If it's a political stance, and I said then, and I still think there's politics involved. I mean, it was posturing at the very least, because you're appealing to a core base of Republican voters. The timing leaves something to be questioned, but overall, it's, you know, all of the criticism of it. Meh. I'm still, because I look at it this way. If you know, I'm a Christian, I don't hide that. If a Muslim group or a Jewish group or a Hindu group or any other religious order decided they wanted to have a public hearing or a public display,
and I
was thinking that, but I was trying to come up with something better, but some sort of public event in which they wanted to have basically corporate worship or, you know, some sort of corporate prayer event. I'm not going to be offended by that. I mean, it doesn't mean I endorse it, but it doesn't mean I'm offended by it.
I think there were two other divergent groups who had some sort of something go on Friday, or something at least in advance of the response. So it's America, right?
Absolutely.
You can do that. I don't know if we want to get into the Standard & Poor's. The Standard & Poor's thing is tough to talk about in a short time, so I thought maybe we'd do it next hour for a little while because it's complicated. But I don't know. What are the markets looking like? Do we know the Asian markets this morning?
Not good.
Yeah, not good.
Huh? I don't have numbers, but I can tell you right now that it's not looking good.
Yeah. If you talk about percentage of drop, it's probably 3% or more, which is it's a significant amount. Hello.
Y'all changed the subject before I could call
Go
in.
Go ahead. It's all right.
No. So Chase thinks that just Republicans are Christians?
I don't know where you got that, sir.
Where'd you get that?
Well, you just said that he when he called the prayer thing, he was reaching out to a Republican base.
Well, that's what he's doing.
Well, I believe there's some Democrats that could be Christians.
No doubt, but he's reaching out, right? Okay, thanks.
You're putting words in my mouth. I wish you hadn't hung up on him the guy is putting words in my mouth, which, you know, I just kind of raises my hackles pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But that's not the implication at all. The implication is that he is a Republican. He is going to announce his candidacy for president. I'll be personally shocked if he doesn't, and I think a lot of people will. And so to insinuate that by him as a Republican appealing to a hardcore Republican presidential base is somehow my words insinuating that no Christians can be Democrats is unfair.
Yeah, don't draw that conclusion. So the president is going to take a bus tour? I mean, I heard this, and I thought they were just kind of, it was a euphemism. I mean, I thought that they was going to make a lot of stops, but apparently, he's going to get on a bus and head out in the Midwest. August the 15th is when this thing happens.
Logistically, this sounds like a nightmare.
That's what I'm thinking. God, what are you going to do? He's going to go, 60 miles an hour across the Midwest portions of the Midwest?
How many dummy buses are going to have to be going to have to be out there? Because, you know, we learned when 43 was here right before he left office. That was when I learned that every time Marine One goes out, they have a decoy.
Right.
They land two, or obviously one is only one is Marine One, but they have identical helicopters, and one actually has the president. Well, obviously that would be Marine One. The other one does not have the president.
Yeah, and that's what they did when Obama was here. I mean, they come in and they kind of unusual landing patterns, and for that very reason. So I don't know, and I logistically, obviously they don't want to discuss it. Going to be difficult in any way.
Yeah, how does the president make a bus tour? I mean, he's not the Wiggles for crying out loud.
You know? No, he's not. Is he? Yeah, no, he's not.
You're not going to go from Cedar Rapids to Des Moines and play for the kids and move on down the road or something like that.
President Obama and the Wiggles.
Why not?
Yeah, just the same. Anyway, that's what he's going to try to do. And the other thing that's interesting, though, is obviously he's going to meet some crowds at certain events that may not really agree with the way he views things right now. And will that be closely, tightly reined in as to which group actually gets to stand there? Do you have to bring a placard and jump up and down for the president to be able to get in into that venue wherever he might be speaking?
What do you think the over-under is going to be on the caravan length? How many vehicles?
Well, go ahead. Yes, Steve, go ahead.
What if it's a bus tour, but he's not actually on the bus?
Well, and then
that's what I wonder. I mean, if he's gonna, what if he's, because he's got to, he has to be. I thought they pretty much would demand, or the Secret Service as much as they can demand or put upon the president, that he would have to be in his limousine.
Yeah. And that's what I had.
And where do you stop? What happens if you need to stop at Stuckey's? You know, what if somebody needs a potty break?
Yeah, are the girls going to be with him? Or are they going to need?
Because you know
breaks?
What, if this was Texas and they're barreling up 45, they get to Madisonville, and they're going to stop at Buc-ee's. that's going to be tough. Because what are you going to do? You going to flush everybody out of Buc-ee's?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so.
Well,
good luck with that.
They'll call ahead and say there'll be a photo op. Yeah,
right.
So everybody gets to stand around the pig's feet while he walks in and sits in a rocker.
I don't know that they have pig's feet.
I don't either.
You needn't.
I'm just painting with a broad brush.
You really
here.
Are. And once again, have you been to Buc-ee's in Madisonville yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so do not be critical, my friend.
Okay. I've been critical. To the one in Giddings. Is that right?
That's like a Buc-ee's
light. It's a Buc-ee's light.
The Buc-ee's in Madisonville will change your life.
All right.
Just take my word for it.
I've never been to any Buc-ee's.
Oh.
Okay, then your life is to be changed. Something to look forward to, Stephen.
But my point not being about, my continual love for Buc-ee's, but just that is...
But he does have a T-shirt.
I do. Yeah. I paid for it, though. I didn't go in and try to pond scum my way out of it. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But the thing is what are you going to do? I don't understand how this would work. I mean, yes, ma'am, this is the Secret Service. The president will be at your location in 32 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to have to sweep everyone out of here.
Yeah, and we're not talking 30. We're talking 32.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
We know when we...
And this isn't a phone call. This is an advanced team of people.
Yeah. People talking into their cuffs. All right, let's see. Saturday, of course, it's the Iowa straw poll, which won't mean much except it'll be telling Tim Pawlenty it's probably time to go on back to Minnesota.
Dumb question time.
Okay.
Why do they call it a straw poll?
It's probably... If only there were some place...
I thought you might know before
No, I don't. I do not know why it's called a straw poll.
Let me Google that for
me. Okay, see if we can find out what that is. George Will notes that the Ames winner usually spends a whole lot of money and a lot of time, and it basically has very little bearing on the other more crucial Iowa caucuses, which are coming up later on. And quite honestly, the person who wins this sometimes is not heard of, just a matter of months later. Hmm. In the meantime, yeah. Tim Geithner might be stepping down. There are people calling for his resignation.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I think I've been calling for it for about 3 years
Dadgum. Isn't that the truth? What'd you find?
It just says it's a vote with non-binding results. Well, duh, we know what it is. I'm trying to figure out why it is.
Why is it called a straw poll?
Interestingly, it says Robert's Rules of Order prohibits straw polls, calling them meaningless and dilatory.
Yes. Okay. That'd be very true. Yes, be very true.
So there you are. I don't have an origin, though.
Okay. One of the things that, as you mentioned, Bill Flores is going to have a... town hall meeting on Wednesday,
and the Brian meeting is going to be the third of three.
Okay. John Boehner is urging members to spend their vacation convincing their constituents to support a balanced budget amendment that would prevent the government from spending more. This is an interesting idea, and I'm sure the question will be asked, but also remember that a balanced budget amendment doesn't fix everything. There are still appropriations that can be made. Money is still spent to To have a balanced budget amendment, kind of a misnomer, I think. Plus, remember the mechanics of it, because you got to get two-thirds of each chamber to approve it, and then three-quarters of the states, legislatures to approve it. And that's a task. Takes a while for it to happen. Here's a number. Not sure if it's exactly right, but the research done by the Washington Post, 57% of the Senate, 38% of the House cite their profession as lawyers. As lawyers. Not one business degree. And what's interesting...
Wait.
Yeah.
Not one business degree?
That's what it says here.
And this was where?
This is in the Senate and the House.
And yet they're the people saying that we need to have people with business experience?
Well, and I wanted to go to that in just a second. But you think about how lawyers are just argumentative by nature. I mean, that's what they do. They argue. And, I mean, they hone their skills in debate. They're given a question, and they're going to have to be able to argue to either side of that question. So they learn that just kind of to get out of law school. But, yeah, I wanted to kind of go to what Kay Bailey Hutchison had said concerning Brick Perry.
Mm-hmm.
That it's kind of good for a member of the president who's going to be a president to have some business experience. Is that what she said?
Yeah, I'm pulling up. It's actually pretty funny what the implication of what she says.
Yeah, so. Okay.
If that means she'll support Governor Perry for president.
Well, he certainly has government experience.
Uh-huh. All right, stop right there. Now, just let that soak in for just a minute.
Government experience.
I've always felt like we need people who've really been in the private sector.
Wait.
Government experience, been in the private sector. Certainly has government experience. Uh-huh. People who've really been in the private sector. Well, he certainly has government experience. Uh-huh. I've always felt like we need people who've really been in the private sector.
Yeah, she's gonna. I think when she leaves office, she's going to work at McDonald's, isn't she? I mean,
yeah.
She's gonna be a regional manager for Ace Hardware. She'll be
a greeter at Walmart.
Yeah, she will. Because once again, I guess she's tired of us paying her salary. And she's going to maybe go out and create some jobs for us.
So she won't be campaigning for him, in other words.
No, I guess not. Gosh, and yeah. Wasn't she considered for a VP slot not that long ago?
I think there were rumbles a few years back.
Maybe she pulled herself out of the race saying, oh, I don't have the business experience.